'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, save your cock and its spouse. Your baby girl's stockings lay cast aside without care. You just needed me naked, my tight round ass up in the air. While my family was sleeping, we decided we'd play. Though my father quite liked you, he'd been unsure you should stay. But your princess convinced him, with such an innocent stare. Under this roof, while I stay here, no hanky-panky, I swear. Thus your good girl misled him, and got down on her knees, wrapped a hand round your cock, and promptly gave it a squeeze. You promised me truly that you'd fuck me so good, slipped two fingers inside me, introduced my throat to your wood. I sucked it and licked it, deep-throated with skill, even urged you to come, cooing, not a drop would I spill. Thus taunting and teasing and staring straight up into your eyes, this little minx sought to fill the living room with your cries. My challenge accepted, you gave as good as you got, for you fingered me harder, quickly found my sweet spot. Oh, I trembled and quaked as you played with my clit. You rubbed it in circles while your free hand found a tit. You looked so damn handsome sitting there on the settee, and in no time at all you had me coming already. I squeezed and I pulsed and gripped your fingers so tight. In an instant I knew there'd be no sleeping that night. All my moans and my sighs by your cock were quite muffled. Pleasure drove me insane, and my hair got right ruffled. At last, when I calmed down, I hopped up into your lap. Though my ass felt so good, you had to give it a quick slap. You growled and you chuckled, and then flashed me a smile. It promptly melted my heart, so I kissed you a while. As your lips parted open and your tongue met my own, your cock found my pussy and recognized it was home. Soon drenched with my juices, you knew the time was right. I'd lay you here on this couch, fuck your brains out till first light. Pushing inside me as I bore down your length, your cock stretched me open as I squeezed round it with full strength. And when at last you'd filled me, and not an inch more I could take, you begged I might use you, and your own thirst I please slake. With my hands on your shoulders, I then started to ride, and I knew you were done for as your balls slapped my backside. Sliding up and down on you, I felt almost overcome, not from your heat or your thickness, nor even the rhythmic slapping of my bum. No, my tight, wet pussy would soon be our undoing, for I could tell from your features that an orgasm you were brewing. With your balls growing tighter and my tits in your face, I fucked you still harder, ever increasing our pace. "Come for me, Daddy," I moaned in your ear, and you did as I begged you, roaring for just me to hear. You throbbed and you pulsed, and I writhed about on your cock, blew such a huge load inside me, it really gave me a shock. But the effect was immediate, for I needed no more, and I came hard around you, just like a good little whore. And so, there on the sofa, we collapsed in a heap, while upstairs, feet above us, my family still counted sheep. We came back to our senses as the clock chimed midnight. "I love you. Merry Christmas," we intoned by fairy light.